Welcome to the Business Transition Summit podcast, where we deep dive into the stories and strategies of the renowned speakers that are be featured this year at the Business Transition Summit. We'll be investigating how you can be a part of the 17% of business owners who successfully navigate their path to their dream exit. Get ready to be inspired, informed, and equipped as we walk down this path of this transformative journey, and be sure to attend the Business Transition Summit for exponentially more information. It's time for you to think about joining the 17% Club and make your dream exit a reality. I'm Tom Bronson, CEO and founder of Business Transition Summit, and I am a part of the 17% Club myself, and I am so thrilled to be joined today by Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He is the author of a number of books, one of my favorite of which is 10X is Easier Than 2X. Dr. Benjamin Hardy is an organizational psychologist and is one of the world's leading experts on psychology of entrepreneurial leadership and exponential growth. His PhD research focused on entrepreneurial courage and transformational leadership. Dr. Hardy has published 6 books, including 3 co-authored with the legendary entrepreneurial coach, Dan Sullivan. His books have sold hundreds of thousands, I think now millions of copies, and he is a sought-after teacher and speaker at corporate and entrepreneurial events, as well as Fortune 500 companies. He and his wife, Lauren, are the parents of 6, about to be 7 children, and live in Orlando, Florida. Dr. Hardy, welcome. We're excited to be talking with you about the Business Transition Summit. Welcome to the podcast.
I love that as you're reading my bio, you see that it changes quickly. Oh, wait, he doesn't have 6 kids. He now has 7. Oh, his books have sold millions of copies. I love that you can update it on the fly. So thank you for that. That's pretty funny.
Well, you know, I started my career in radio and television, and so you have to be very flexible very quickly, right? So I learned that skill early on. So everyone associated with the Business Transition Summit has a real passion for helping business owners, and I know you do as well. Why are you getting involved in this event?
I love your whole concept of the 17%. I thought that was fantastic, and you know, as we'll talk about when we're together, there's a huge amount of research on how to function or operate properly from a much better future and let that future dictate your strategy. You are obviously mentioning exponential growth. And so one of the things I'm excited to show your people is how to operate from the perspective of their future self and let that filter the decisions, even the decision to come to this event and get the best information. So yeah, I'm just excited to combo my superpower with your superpower with a really cool audience and give them effective tools and frameworks for selling their business in the most powerful way. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm so excited to have you here because, you know, half of the day, call it a conference, but it's a one day and it's like probably 5 days worth of information packed into one. But half of it is really driven toward exponentially increasing the value of your business. And the other half is about, well, what are the tactical things that we need to start thinking about in order to transition our business? I know you work with a lot of entrepreneurs and the work that you do not only expands the entrepreneur, but helps them expand their business. So from your perspective and experience, what are some of the universal challenges that business owners often face when it comes to thinking about their transition, especially as I like to say, many times entrepreneurs get in their own way. And so how does your work kind of relate to business owners thinking about that future transition?
Usually they're not, like I just mentioned, they're usually not operating from their future self and even thinking post-transition and what they want their life to be like and letting that dictate who they sell the company to, who they work with, the guidance they get. They're not as strategic as they think. There's a lot of research on this. Typically, the way that people operate is they take their past and their present and they use their situation now to move forward into the future. It's a lot better to take your desired future and let that be the determining factor of who you are here and now. And so I just find that as much as entrepreneurs are visionary and stuff, they do not get into the details when it comes to selling their business in as thoughtful of a way, which is probably why a lot of them, 87% don't succeed. And so Yeah, I just think being a lot more specific and clear about their future and then letting that dictate with a very high floor. When I say high floor, that's a high standard where most of the information shouldn't work. Like you go above the floor. You're part of that 20% of information that's useful because you've done this hundreds of times. You've worked with the top of the top. So a lot of people just don't have that clear filter for who they get their information from. And when you set the really high floor, then you can find really good people like yourself that give you the nugget, the 20% nugget that makes it all, you know, more valuable.
You know, you just blew my mind on a concept that I hadn't really connected the dots yet. And that is one of the big things that prevents business owners from actually transitioning their business is they don't know what they're going to do next. They have not envisioned that future self and what life looks like beyond the 30 years of getting up every day at 6 a.m. and going to the office and making the coffee and being with people. They've never been able to envision what that future self looks like. You just blew my mind. Wow.
I honestly have seen that a lot. I've seen that a lot. Even, you know, and worked with companies that are similar to yours that help people exit. And without that connection to your future self at the next chapter, it's very difficult because people's identities are so wrapped up in their businesses that they actually avoid getting a good sell because they don't see a future self beyond that. They don't have a next chapter in mind. And so they actually resist getting to that next chapter versus really clarifying that future self and letting that be the guiding filter and decision process for not only selling it powerfully and effectively, but for doing it in a way that then sets up a huge next life. And so you can be, it's kind of like this, like I really think about, like call it, you know, similar to the book I wrote with Dan Sullivan, 10X is easier than 2X. Often 10Xs happen in stages and in chapters. Like if you think about Lin-Manuel Miranda, he wrote the play Hamilton, right? That play, he spent some good time doing it, similar to how an entrepreneur builds a business, but he built that play with the perspective of his future self, and that play, or the musical of Hamilton, became the vehicle for his life going 10X. And that's really how I see a business, is the business is a vehicle for your life, creating enormous freedoms and incredible opportunities, but if you're not thoughtful about the direction that's going, then you're kind of going random. So, yeah. Getting connected to your future self at the next level actually shapes the direction of your business, who you sell it to, why you sell it, how you sell it, and it can be very well crafted.
You know, the one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about helping business owners is that very story. I saw it played out live in front of my eyes. I come from a very entrepreneurial family. My father grew a business. I talk about this, by the way, in my first book. I've done three books. The third one was published yesterday.
Really?
But in my first book, the last chapter kind of gives a glimpse into one of the reasons why I'm so passionate about this. My dad started a business actually by default, right? It happened to him, was not something intentional that he went out and did. But he grew that business, ran it for 30 years. And had an opportunity to sell that business at age 55 with more money than he and my mom would ever need to live on, and in reasonably good health. 3 years later, we buried my father because he no longer had the will and the desire to go on because he felt like he sold out his people. He felt like he had no purpose.
Sense he honestly of purpose lost a future. He had no future self. He had no future self.
Yeah. And so that is something that we really want entrepreneurs to think about. What does that future self look like? Because especially if you've been an entrepreneur for a long time, 25 years, 30, 40 years, many, many baby boomers, 70-year-old baby boomers who have had their businesses for 50 years. What are you going to do next? So I am so...
You've heard the example of like the astronauts, right? The NASA astronauts when they used to go to the moon and come back.
Right.
They would often, after going to the moon and come back, go through a state of extreme depression. You know, Buzz Aldrin was like the famous example. Went to the moon, came back, went on a bender, lost his wife, lost his career, ended up falling so far. This is a guy who went to the moon that he ended up becoming a used car salesman. Like, honestly, like because of what we're talking about, he didn't have a goal after that. He'd spent his whole life working towards this goal. And then after he achieved it, now he had no future self. He had no purpose. And so NASA ended up actually watching this with multiple astronauts. And so they realized, okay, once these people come back from this incredible victory, they need to immediately have the next vision in mind, because I don't know if you've ever read Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl.
Oh, right. Yes.
I mean, that whole book is a testament to the idea that if you don't have a future self, like, you know, that's why he always would quote Nietzsche, when the why is strong enough, you can bear any how, but also you can find the how. Basically, the whole idea of that book is that if you didn't have a vision of who you wanted to be at the next stage, you can't handle the present. And like in the context of a concentration camp, it just becomes so toxic and painful, you die. And so that was everything he did, was help them get connected to their future self beyond the concentration camp. Not that being a business is that. Being a business is phenomenal. You have a really big, sometimes inflated ego around that. But we all need that future self. And getting really clear on that can get it not only be really purposeful and strategic, but super exciting about what you can turn this cell into in terms of a next jump, a next purpose that's really exciting.
Wow. That's, you know, we could have our fireside chat right here, but we're going to leave it right there, because I think we've just given folks just a tiny glimpse of what they're going to see at the Business Transition Summit. When you and I sit down together and talk on stage, I'm very excited about the opportunity to do that. One last question is, before we go, there might be some folks listening to this podcast right now who are on the fence about whether or not they should attend this event. What would you say to somebody that's on the fence about whether or not they should come? They're an entrepreneur. They've got their business. They may not be exiting for 10 years. What would you say to encourage them to come?
My perspective is, put yourself in the right environments with the right types of people with insider knowledge. You can't access certain knowledge, information, perspectives, or relationships unless you're in the context. I call those enriched environments. Those types of environments can be like kind of like a wormhole that can like take you to a new universe. And so if you're not in that environment and getting into the right space, you won't be able to get the ideas that might change your direction. Maybe instead of 10 years, you actually can find a way to sell it in three, and you might just realize that there's totally different options available to you with that insider knowledge. That's why these groups are so powerful. That's why being with you in that group is going to be really interesting. It's just, you're going to get information or frameworks and models that you wouldn't have had before. It's going to change your whole decision process for the better. And you're going to be around people that might become partners or allies or a connection to a connection that you just would have not have gotten. So I have found every time I put myself into one of those insider knowledge, really unique environments, enriched environments, and sometimes I have resistance to doing it. But every time I've done it and put myself into that situation, it creates ripples that I look back and I'm like, okay, that was huge. So yeah, if you're on the fence and doing it, make the investment. It's a single day. That's what's, I think, really interesting about your event, is it's a one day. Yeah, I mean, that day, there's a really good quote that I've thought about a lot lately. And it's this quote that says that people end up losing years because they can't lose hours. And so this is one of those ones where, you know, if you can't give yourself a single day to create space and get new thinking, you might lose years as a byproduct. Or if you can give yourself, you know, if you could free yourself for a day, you might just save yourself or fundamentally alter the next 10 or 12 years, or save yourself 10 or 12 years.
Wow. I love that. That is wisdom from a man who is going to be on the stage with me, and I can't wait to have you there. Folks, you heard it here first. Get your ticket now to the Business Transition Summit at businesstransitionssummit.com and take advantage, take the necessary steps toward achieving your dream exit. Don't you think it's time that you start planning to be a part of the 17% Club and make your dream exit a reality? Don't miss out on the exclusive opportunity to gain valuable insights, connect with really a bunch of great experts, and discover strategies that can transform your business, just like the things that we talked about today. Tickets, by the way, are limited, and they're quickly selling out. So secure your spot today. Dr. Hardy, thank you so much for joining me. This was such great information. Thank you. And I look forward to seeing you.
It's going to be fun.
And thank you to the business owners who are listening to this episode of the Business Transition Summit podcast. We're so glad you're here and hope that you found it informative and entertaining. And we went down some paths today that should make you say, man, I gotta be there. We look forward to sharing more information with you on how to achieve your dream exit. But for now, go to the website, businesstransitionsummit.com, and learn more about taking your dream and making it into a reality. There's a growing resource page right there for business owners just like you. We look forward to seeing you at the Business Transition Summit on May 7th in Westlake, Texas.
The Business Transition Summit is an opportunity for you to educate yourself, empower your business, and execute relentlessly on your exit strategy. Have you heard this stat before? 83% of business owners fail to successfully transition their business. That means that only 17% ever reach their dream exit from their business. Business owners, we don't want that to be you. We want you at the Business Transition Summit to kickstart or continue your dream exit journey. Join us for an unforgettable experience where industry titans, successful entrepreneurs, and top experts converge to share their wisdom, strategies, and secrets to success on exit strategy. Block your whole day on May 7th, 2024. Get your tickets, transform your business and life forever. Visit businesstransitionsummit.com for more information.